That was 18-year-old Diego Arias from Brownsville, Texas, playing Gobert's Nocturne and Allegro Scherzando. His collaborator on the piano is Dr. Alex Maynegh. Thank you for that delicious performance, Diego. I mean, you play this music with such fluency, such ease, and it's clear how much you love it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Now, French music always has an aspect of romance to it. Isn't it true that your interest in the flute comes by a little romance like this?
Absolutely. I love to tell this story. I think it's just so funny because I have always been a person that has let my emotions get the better of me. I've always worn my heart on my sleeve. So in sixth grade, we were having band tryouts and whatnot. And the long story short is that there was this girl that I actually still remember by name. She had picked out two instruments, flute and trumpet. And I thought, wow, she's so beautiful. I'm going to pick those same instruments out. So that's what I did. I actually ended up doing better on my trumpet audition simply because of the fact of the way my lips are shaped. It's not exactly suitable for flute, more suitable for a brass instrument. But she ended up picking flute. And I said, well, that's it for me. That's my story. I'm playing the flute. And that is exactly what I did.
So in retrospect, do you feel that now you love the flute much more because of how it started? You connect it with this first love?
Absolutely. And it was more like, I would say, puppy love, which makes it all the more funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, music is all about emotions. And I get emotional actually thinking about your study and your time so far, because here's the thing that totally blows me away. You've come all this way without ever having had a private teacher until just now. That's unbelievable, Diego.
Yes. Well, the thing is, in Brownsville and in much of South Texas, actually, I'm not going to say that there aren't opportunities like that, such as private teachers, but they seldom exist, especially in Brownsville. So I never really got the chance to work officially with what many would say is a private teacher or instructor. I did get very lucky, though. At my high school, Leilani Ramirez, the assistant band director and woodwind specialist, she served as primarily as my teacher and everything in between. She was amazing and she helped me so much and I learned so much from her.
That is terrific. And I'm going to take this moment to do a shout out not only to your incredible band director, but to all of America's band directors who are doing just incredible work getting young musicians excited about music and making sure that they feel music can be a part of their lives. And I know that you're now beginning your first year away from Brownsville and studying at the University of Texas in Austin. Congrats on that.
Thank you so much. It's an amazing school, big school.
Yeah, but I was interested to learn that unlike a lot of first-year college students, you're not dying to get away from your hometown. Actually, you kind of love it, right?
I do. A lot of people actually, this is a secret between you and me and I guess the rest of the world now, but a lot of people say, you know, Brownsville isn't great or whatever, but I think there is a very peculiar charm that Brownsville has, and there's just, if you ever go, and I recommend you do, I recommend anybody and everybody does, you'll find that it is a culture that is engraved in love and in the many, many things that we do as a city. I know, like, for example, if you ever go in February, there's a holiday called Charro Days. And basically what that is a celebration between the sistership of the cities of Brownsville and Matamoros, Tamaulipas, which is in just across on the border of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if one were ever to go throughout that time, they would see just how close we are with our culture and what we do. It's amazing. And I love Brownsville with all my heart, and nothing can ever replace the love that I have for that hometown. It's me. It's my family. It almost gets me emotional talking about it. An amazing family that has been so supportive of everything that I do with music, with who I am as a person, with the many, many things that I have wanted in life. They are just so phenomenal. And that's something you'll find in Brownsville. A lot of support within families, a lot of great people, and let me tell you, a lot of great food. Goodness me, if you go eat something somewhere, your mind will be blown. It is absolutely amazing. The food is great.
That is so lovely. First of all, I can't wait to eat there. But if they were able to make such a wonderful citizen as you, I know that it's a truly special place. So thank you so much for being part of our show today.
No, thank you. I never in a million years would I have thought that I would have this opportunity. So I thank everybody involved, and I certainly thank you, ma'am.
Diego Arias, 18, from Brownsville, Texas. Diego is a recipient of the Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, offering visitors information about the arts, culture, and history of Boston. The journey begins at visitma.com. From BritBox, dedicated to helping people unbox a world of British TV, with series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Welcome back to From the Top, where outstanding young musicians come to play. This next musician, the talented 17-year-old Ella Saputra, comes to us from Schaumburg, Illinois, but her music takes us back to a different time in history, a dark time in Germany. The composer Lara Auerbach composed this piece 30 years ago, dedicating it to violinist Vadim Glusman in reaction to the Holocaust. It is beautiful and haunting. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to Ella describe what we're about to hear.
Today I will be performing Tefillah by Lara Auerbach. Tefillah means prayer in Hebrew, so this piece has a very distinctively Jewish melody and sonorities, and what I really enjoy is the different contrast between the emotions the composer brings us through. There's one section that's bit slower, almost like a cantor singing in a synagogue, and then it transitions to a faster, more folk-like theme, and these themes alternate back and forth, and it brings you through a wide range of emotions like sorrow, grief, frustration, and even questioning.
Thank you.
That was 17-year-old Ella Saputra playing Lera Auerbach's Tfila. Not only was the music so beautiful, Ella, but you played it so deeply heartfelt. I actually had goosebumps at the end of that. I really felt like you were pleading for something from me. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much.
I was told that you've played this piece in a number of different places, maybe in some unusual locations as well. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Of course. So over the summer, I had the pleasure of attending Chamber Music Northwest Young Artist Institute. And so for one of our pop-up concerts, a more informal concert, I got to go play at a farmer's market, which was connected to a local hospital in Portland, Oregon.
Is there something in particular about that location, that venue that moved you?
After I finished playing Tefillah, one of the medical professionals, still in scrubs, came up to me and he said, "Wow, that Auerbach was really metal," which is something that I wouldn't describe the piece as myself, but I was really touched by the fact that he really enjoyed it.
What do you think he meant by "that was really metal"?
I think this piece just goes through a crazy range of emotions, and they're all emotions that we can all kind of understand, and it's something that I feel like channels a lot of shared emotions we have.
Mm-hmm. I know you like that idea of connection that music creates between people, even at a farmer's market, and the way it kind of fosters exchange and community. And that's something you value in another area of your life too, your work on the school newspaper. What's your role over there?
Yes, so I am the editor-in-chief of my school newspaper,
wow,
the Conan Crier. This is now my third year as editor-in-chief. And so what I do is I help lead all the meetings, organize all the meetings, and also I edit and help do all the web stuff that goes behind the scenes. And so I kind of just make sure we're publishing content on a regular basis and content that will reach our community and audience.
Fantastic. So you're really running the show over there. You tell us that music helps you to be courageous. In what way? How does music do that for you?
I think, like, for many people, music gives me a voice. Mm-hmm. And I feel like being able to express my emotions through my music has also helped me to become a more extroverted person myself.
Well, we certainly loved the extroverted and introverted nature of your playing. You brought us right into that prayer. Thank you so much for that gorgeous performance.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ella Saputra, 17, from Schaumburg, Illinois. I first fell in love with the sound of the harp as a 3-year-old, and I fell in love with it all over again listening to our next young artist. Taking us on an uplifting journey is the multi-talented musician and artist, 17-year-old Isabella Tu from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you. That was 17-year-old Isabella Tu from Las Vegas, Nevada, performing Nadermann's second sonatina. Isabella and I had a chance to talk about her life as a neurodiverse person and all the things that she is passionate about. Izzy, that was gorgeous. I love the way you play that harp. It has such sweep and such freedom. It's just glorious.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Now, we heard you play this incredibly beautiful art for our ears, but I know that mainly you consider yourself a visual learner. What does that mean for you, and how did you figure that out?
For me, I kind of see myself as a more hands-on, more like touch, like seeing, like more of a learner in that way. Initially, I feel like this has played a contribution to my Asperger's, and also known as the autism spectrum disorder. I was recently diagnosed with that. It used to be called Asperger's, but now it's now known as ASD level 1. Learning that I was diagnosed with ASD 1 helped me a lot in more understanding myself in some ways. I'm not really good at following verbal cues a lot, but when it comes to sound and music, I tend to understand the word. It's more like show, don't tell. It's like that motto thing.
And I know one of the things you've done with that visual talent of yours is you've had some success posting visual work online. Where and what have you been posting?
Oh, yes. So on a lot of my social medias, I've been posting a lot of my own artwork. I think back in 2017, that's when I started really getting into art. I got very inspired by a lot of other YouTube content creators online, especially a lot of the storytime animators. And that's where usually I started off. And then I slowly kind of developed my own style into that. And to this day, I've been painting, been drawing, been animating, and I'm planning to open up my commissions someday.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And how many followers do you have?
I think so far I have about 20,000 followers on YouTube.
Whoa! Okay, that's very impressive. And I know you're a senior now, and you've said that you want to probably study medicine or maybe combine that with studying visual art or design, so probably not music. So tell me, if you aren't going to pursue music, why have you worked so hard at the harp up to this point?
I feel like music, I've already grown up with music for such a long time. I feel like it's already, at this point, like a part of me. I've always wanted to, whenever I'm at college, still continue playing like whatever I love to play. Always maybe playing small gigs for other people in general, just spreading more music and awareness to everyone. There's another thing that I think a while back, there's a special center back at Las Vegas called the Cleveland Clinic Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health. And it basically is a research center where they study people who have Alzheimer's, like any brain conditions. And a while back, I had the opportunity to attend a Zoom meeting that features a music therapy I think session, where basically I've heard that when you play music or repeat some things, the patients are able to memorize a lot better. So I thought I could probably integrate music with medicine in some way that I could probably go into more research for that.
That is so terrific, Izzy. Thank you so much for sharing your artistry with us today.
Yeah, of course.
Izzy Tu, 17, from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to thank all the performers for their time, energy, and talent, and for sharing some of their terrific music and giving me a little insight into their lives. It's been such an honor. And thank you to Tim Banker for being an inspiration, a role model, and a leader for so many musicians over the years, including myself. Thank you, Tim. From the Top is produced by Tim Banker, Megan Swan, and Jessica Ticton. Sound design and music editing by John Escobar, with editing and mastering by Rodrigo Cuenca. Our production manager is Amanda Roth. From the Top's executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. A special thank you to John Weston at Futura Productions in Boston, Massachusetts. Transient Sound in Chicago, Illinois, The Hideout in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Estuary Sound in Austin, Texas. And a special engineer to me, David Robertson, at Studio Amario in our apartment. From the Top is an independent, nonprofit organization based in Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency connecting young people with the arts in schools and in their communities. Learn more at massculturalcouncil.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio with 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem. We provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org. The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2. Glenydon Beach, 88.1.
KSLC HD2, McMinnville, 90.3.
And KQHR HD2, The Dells and Hood River, 88.1.